Have you ever noticed how events had torn apart and kept together the United States in the 1800s? McKenna, Madison, and Freda can help answer that question. With the events of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, the election of 1860, and the Missouri Compromise. One event that tore apart the U.S. was the Kansas-Nebraska Act. In 1853, Senator Stephen A. Douglas introduced a bill to Congress to have a railroad built to California. Congress agreed to support the bill only if he made changes. The final bill, the Kansas-Nebraska Act, created two new territories, Kansas and Nebraska. It also let the settlers vote on whether to have slavery in the two territories. The act passed in 1854. On May 21, 1856, pro-slavery settlers and so-called border ruffians from Missouri invaded the anti-slavery government of Kansas. Armed invaders burned a hotel, looted several homes, and tossed the printing presses. The Kansas-Nebraska Act tore apart the U.S. because the North and South were killing each other and were making slavery a bigger problem.
Another event that tore the nation apart was the election of 1860, such as how the South seceded from the Union and then the federal states of U.S. attacked Fort Sumter on April 12, 1861. The election of 1860 showed how divided the U.S. was over the issue of territory, which caused the South to no longer shape national policies. Another cause and effect was Lincoln was elected with 40% of the votes and ran as a Republican. An effect to that cause was South Carolina was the first state to secede. We think that the election of 1860 tore the nation apart because states were seceding from the Union and Fort Sumter was attacked.
The last event that kept the U.S. together was the Missouri Compromise. Maine wanted to be a free state, and thanks to the Missouri Compromise, Maine became a free state. Missouri wanted to join as a slave state, and after the Missouri Compromise, it joined it as a slave state. They needed to decide the issue of slavery in Louisiana Territory. After the Missouri Compromise, slavery was banned in Louisiana Territory in the North. The Missouri Compromise brought the nation together because Maine became a free state and slavery was banned in the Louisiana Territory in the North. In conclusion, the events of the mid-1800s tore the nation apart because of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, the election of 1860, and the Missouri Compromise. Thanks for listening.
Wait, what were we supposed to say next?